The following podcast is a presentation of Small Biz America.
Small Biz America.
The Brain.
Women's Online Magazine is a new online site developed primarily for women solo and entrepreneurs. Originally created as a site for women entrepreneurs to write about their specialties and build business contacts, the site has now grown to include advice, entertainment, and helpful information for women across the spectrum, single, married, working, college, retired, or home-based businesses, and much more. Joining us on the line from San Antonio, Texas is Jennifer Bays. She's the PR professional who works with Rima McDonald, who's the founder of Women's Online Magazine. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining us on the Small Biz Brain.
Thanks for having me.
You got it. So what's the story behind the creation of Women's Online Magazine? And by the way, I should say that, Jennifer, you are the PR expert behind Women's Online Magazine. What's the story behind all this?
Well, Women's Online Magazine is basically a resource. It began as a resource for small business owners, primarily women who work from home, who are solopreneurs, who are taking their expertise from the boardroom to their own homes and trying to make it on their own and still juggle it all, you know, be a stay-at-home mom, be a wife, and do what they love, which is it could be consulting, it could be starting up businesses, it could be doing contracts, selling candles even. So we contacted a bunch of women who had stay-at-home jobs and said, let's connect. And it began like that, and it's kind of exploded from there.
Wow. What's the population of your readership, do you know?
Ooh, well, we're averaging well over 200,000 hits a month. And as we have more columns and we link more, we do a lot of social networking on the various women's sites and on blogs, our hits continue each month. So it's really just increasing.
So, Rima's original vision, if I were to ask you what was her original vision, and how would you answer?
Well, her original vision was to link these women who had similar skills but needed a way to network like you would if you were in the office.
Yeah.
And she wanted to find a place where these women could connect and share what they knew with each other and help each other's businesses grow.
So in a very real way, this was social web.
Right, right.
How is the content created? I know that you have an array of contributors. How does all of that work?
Well, it's kind of a learning process for us. It began as we let each woman contributor basically name her own column and then upload her own articles each month. If they were in, we have someone who did consulting work, small business consulting work, and so she would write monthly articles about how to network, how to work with contractors. We had another person who developed or sold candles, and she would talk about how she did her marketing. And then from there, we've reached out a little bit more to be more broad, and we've actively sought contributors who work in fashion or entertainment or in medical health and had said, we need a topic on such and such. We've seen what you've done on other sites. Would you be willing to share your expertise with our readers?
Sure. Now, is this available via RSS as a blog format, or how are the articles published?
They're posted online, but we also have RSS feeds available.
Okay, fantastic. That's great. So we've talked a little bit about some of the content and resources. Are there other online women business or online business women magazines from your experience, and how does yours differ from theirs, if you could say?
Oh, in today's technology, I'm sure that there's similar types of formats. Ours began basically from Rima contacting with people that she had worked in other areas.
Yeah.
And from there, as you know, the internet is just so fascinating. As people have links to our site, we're on the front page of the Google search right now. So when people look for Women's in Online Magazine, we come up right there at the top. We actually have contributors coming in from Canada, from the United Kingdom, So we're more global, and we don't really fine-tune our contributors or our readers to just the states. We really are trying to reach out to women entrepreneurs around the globe.
Wow. That's quite impressive, actually. When did the magazine start?
Actually, we're just getting ready to celebrate our first year. So it's really been it's been a growing year, a learning year, and exciting. We've certainly learned a lot. We've expanded our magazine over the last couple of months.
We're visiting with Jennifer Bays. She's the PR expert behind Women's Online Magazine, which was founded by Rima McDonald. Jennifer, if I were to ask you how Women's Online Magazine might differ from some of the competitive magazines out there that are similar, how would you answer?
I really think that what makes us stand out from the crowd is that we're looking to be global. Even though we're here in the United States, Rima is an international marketer. She has worked with companies really around the world, and she's taking her expertise in online marketing and some of her contacts. And we have people that we have women that are sending us articles and comments from Canada, from the United Kingdom, from Singapore. It's really we're taking advantage of the technology that internet provides, and we're making it a global community that feels like your neighbors.
In looking at this from a global perspective, are you finding a lot of parallels between women in different countries or environments? Is it the same for them if they're working at home, or what are some of the observations you may have made around that?
I believe that there are similar challenges. Women around the world are similar in that they're trying to juggle a lot. They want to be good wives. They want to be good moms. But they also have this drive to do more. And for some of them, it may be something as simple as selling Tupperware. And to others, it's to take the knowledge and the expertise that they've gained in years of being in the boardroom or being in the office, and they want to share it, but they want to be able to have it at all. So they don't know how to do that. By providing a resource online, it's a place where women can connect. They can share what has worked for them as far as networking, as far as marketing. They can learn shortcuts. A lot of women are wanting to know how to make the most of the internet to market their services without having to pay a lot.
Yeah.
So they're able to share advice. And then they share their stories. When it comes down to it, we're all similar. We have kids, we have struggles, we have dirty dishes. And this website, the magazine, allows the women to share their struggles and their achievements and to get some feeling of respect for what they've done.
It's an incredible vision. And we can thank Rima McDonald, the entrepreneur, for that. The website, www.womensonlinemagazine.com. We've been visiting with Jennifer Bays. She's the PR professional behind this effort. I wish you and Rima the best of luck continuing. What's on the horizon as far as, understand you're going to have something called a virtual book tour that's coming up?
We're really looking forward to that. It's going to be, basically, we're going to bring self-published authors, both of e-books and of published books.
Wow.
And allow them to blog with our readers on various websites. We're actually working with four other companies right now, and it will be a place where you don't have to go stand in line. You can basically talk to the author online, be able to purchase the books or download the books and ask questions all in the comfort of your own home. So
I love that.
It's exciting.
What a great idea. What a great vision. Women's Online Magazine. Jennifer Bays, thanks to you joining us from San Antonio, Texas this morning. And I wish you the best.
Appreciate it. Thank you, David.
Small Biz America. The brain.
This podcast is produced by Small Biz America. If you'd like to find out about hosting your own podcast, visit us at smallbizamerica.com.
Small Biz America.